G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 4 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation to the time of the fullness of redemption. And reading from Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. Then God blessed Noah and his sons and told them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. All the animals of the earth, or the birds of the sky, or the small animals that scurry along the ground, and all the fish in the sea will look on you with fear and terror. I have placed them in your power. I have given them to you for food, just as I have given you grain and vegetables. But you must never eat any meat that still has the life blood in it. And I will require the blood of anyone who takes another person's life. If a wild animal kills a person, it must die. Anyone who murders a fellow human must die. If anyone takes a human life, that person's life will also be taken by human hands. For God made human beings in his own image. Now be fruitful and multiply and repopulate the earth." Then God told Noah and his sons, "I hereby confirm my covenant with you and your descendants and with all the animals that were on the boat with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, every living creature on earth. Yes, I am confirming my covenant with you. Never again will floodwaters kill all living creatures. Never again will a flood destroy the earth." Then God said, "I'm giving you a sign of my covenant with you and with all living creatures, for all generations to come. I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the floodwaters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the clouds, I will remember the eternal covenant between God and every living creature on earth." Then God said to Noah, "Yes, this rainbow is the sign of the covenant I am confirming with all the creatures on earth. This, the Noahic covenant, is the third covenant between God and man given after the flood had wiped out earth's population, apart from Noah and his family. The increase of humanity's wickedness and disobedience against God was so great that God repented of his decision to create humanity. Genesis 6 verse 6 says, "So the Lord was sorry he had ever made them and put them on the earth. It broke his heart. As a result of humanity's sin, the whole earth was to be destroyed. But one man and his family were found to be in fellowship with God, Noah. And because they are in fellowship with each other," Genesis 6 verse 9, "God gives Noah a plan of rescue. After the rain and the flood, God makes another covenant with humanity. And also note, all living creatures of the earth, through Noah." Wow. And the terms of the Noahic covenant are that they are to populate the earth. Genesis 9 verse 1. It's affirmed. There's a subjection of the animals to humans. Genesis 9 verse 2. Again, reaffirmed. And humans are allowed to eat animal flesh, but are to refrain from drinking or eating the blood. Humans' life's sanctity is established, the sanctity of human life. God promises to never destroy the earth again by flood. The covenant is a binding covenant for all time and with all creatures on earth, not just humans. And the rainbow was given as a symbol of this covenant and its existence. And finally, God will sustain all life on earth. Here again, God gives humanity the opportunity to live rightly with him. Whereas before there was the hint of the sacrifice about which Martin Luther, commenting on this story, wrote, here there is mentioned for the first time the burnt offering of Noah, which he made according to the example of his pious ancestors. So even before Noah, there must have been some type of sacrifice made to God, although we don't know what kind they were. Sacrifices in order to somehow appease God, who had received painful hurt inflicted by human disobedience. But this story and the covenant, while telling about God's rightful rule of as a judge, also shows his desire for intimacy with humanity. The Almighty God wants to have fellowship with humanity, but it has to be on God's terms alone. God has never broken his promise or covenant with humanity, but both times so far, humanity has contravened the covenant by actively disobeying God and therefore breaking the covenant made, whether the Edenic or Adamic covenants. God, in saving Noah, shows also hints of a God of grace. What God wants humanity to do, he will provide the means in which for them to do it. He is concerned for every aspect of humanity's life, from birth to death and the food they eat. As a symbol of this covenant, there are to be rainbows. This covenant, as we have seen, is a binding covenant between humanity and God. But the story doesn't end there. Continues tomorrow with God revealing just a little bit more of those things we have seen glimpses of. True fellowship between God and humanity being restored. So those two words, grace and sacrifice. Thank you.